Are you tired of the endless supply of terrible storytelling? Of uninspiring, nihilistic stories that permeate most of modern-day entertainment? Are you tired of the diversity, equality, and inclusion standards that are forced upon movie creators and actors? Well, so are we. So go with us on a journey as we chronicle for you the latest news in entertainment, as we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of the film industry, and as we pave a way forward to see the kingdom of Christ grow and the dragon of secularism meet its end. If you want to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thePowell Bros, or follow the link in the show notes. There you will gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both movie chronicles and movie reviews. Now, on with the show.
All right, welcome back to Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros. This is obviously a special episode. We are giving you
an emergency chronicles.
Yeah, we're giving you an emergency chronicles here. Yeah, we had the trailer for Fantastic Four First Steps get released. So we just wanted to give you guys 10 to 15 minutes of our time just talking about that instead of having to wait till Monday. So yeah, Trent, what?
To hear our thoughts a little early. Yeah. Yeah, so like we have reviewed the 2007 or 2008.
Yeah.
Around there. 2007. Fantastic Four movies, and you know, we didn't hate them. They actually definitely had some problems. I can't even remember which one we gave like a higher score to.
I think it was the second one.
I think it was the second one, just because the first one had a lot of trouble getting its feet underneath.
Yeah, it's very so slow and boring.
Right, and then I haven't even seen Fanforstic, the remake. This is the MCU's attempt or take at Fantastic Four. This is the third live action, technically fourth if you want to include the 70s one that didn't actually come to fruition. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I don't even know what to expect. I have low expectations for this. The trailer overall, I didn't hate it. It didn't give us much. It gave us actually what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. As far as it's just, they're going to give us the tone of the show, of the movie. We're going to introduce the characters and see the designs, see the suits, and that's and a glimpse of the villain. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And that's exactly what we got. It doesn't like change me. It's just like meh. It's like, okay, it's just a teaser, you know? So mm-hmm. There's not much to say. I don't think there's anything I like hated about it.
Yeah.
Necessarily.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It didn't like get me more excited or anything. It's just, I have the same opinion that I had before now. So.
Yeah. A little different for me. I think I am a little more excited about it, though I understand this is a teaser. This is what they're trying to do, is get people excited about it. I think they're doing a pretty good job at it. I think a lot of people are getting excited about it. I love the tone that they have so far. I'm judging it based on solely what we've gotten, and I mm-hmm. love the tone. The characters, From that trailer, I have no issues with any of the characters. There's clearly a lot they're leaving out. I know that they are very particular about what they put in.
Totally.
It did kind of seem like that rumor of Sue kind of leading, that did kind of leak through a little bit, in my opinion, after watching a couple times. So I think that could still be a thing. We'll have to wait and see.
Like, yeah. I can get what you mean. Like, she was probably
she was very prominent yeah. Oh, in yeah. the trailer, like, than he had one line Richards. In it. Yeah.
Right. And you didn't even get to see his powers.
Yeah, no, they didn't show his powers at all.
He was the only mm-hmm. one they didn't show. I don't know why they did that.
Yeah. My guess is CGI. They might still,
they honestly might,
my guess is CGI still be working. Literally just sucks at either where they have it right
or
now,
they're still
or,
working
yeah,
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is the first look we've got. If we had no idea that it was rumored that Sue Storm is going to lead the Fantastic Four, would we have gotten that impression from the trailer? I don't know. I mean, probably not. Right. But she is prominent in the trailer.
Yeah.
Like she's, so that could say something. Like the story might actually focus around her, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. The question is, what's her role in the story and mm-hmm. in the leadership structure of the Fantastic
yeah.
Four?
Yeah, is Mr. There's Fantastic. A difference between her, yeah. the movie being more about her than her leading. She could still mm-hmm. have a good character and be the lead, but it's how are they going to treat her character, and that's important. And then also, of course, we didn't see the female Silver Surfer, so wondering how right. prominent that character is going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Before we get off of Sue, like one thing to praise them for is she was a very feminine character. She's not over sexualized.
Yeah.
She, you know, even like at the first shot where she's wearing that dress, like she's a very like feminine
mm-hmm.
character.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Even the suit, I mean, they didn't show the suit that much, but it's not like, it's like as like Jessica Alba was sexualized in the Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Definitely.
The older movies, like very obviously they made comments about it continually. They literally took her clothes off multiple times in the movies.
Yeah.
You know, very sexualized. I didn't get that from this, yeah. from this character, from this version, at all. So that's something to point out, I think. I love the tone as well.
Yeah.
I thought it was perfect.
Yeah.
Like, let's get a Fantastic Four movie set in the, like a Jetsons futuristic, 70s movie. Like, okay,
yeah,
I'm here for that.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people were, I guess there's maybe mixed reviews on how the thing
the
looks.
Thing.
I've seen a lot of people that are hating on it, saying it looks ugly, that it's as bad as the original Sonic, and
what that people are saying that.
Yeah. I disagree with that. I think he looks fine. I mean, I guess in a couple shots,
what?
Like there is some CGI that looks a little funky, but like we've said, this is very like it does seem a little bit rushed. I feel like they they're still very, like, it's still so far away. I mean, it's not till July that this movie's coming out. Like,
So. Same thing with, like, Superman. Superman comes out in July. It's like, yeah, we've gotten a lot more, like, as far as trailers. But there's still a lot more that needs to be done.
Yeah.
They're still making the movie. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. But it'll be, we will soon start getting, like, official trailers.
Yeah.
Like, full-length trailers. These are just teasers.
So. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So you like the thing for the most part?
Yeah, I didn't really have any problems with it. I didn't even notice any of the bad CGI actually until people pointed it out.
The only thing was his mouth looked kind of weird when he was talking to Herbie or whatever the robot. Mm-hmm. It looked a little like off. It looked a little awkward. I don't know what that was about, but the design of the suit looked of the character looks like spot on.
Yeah.
Like it's directly drawn from a comic book adaptation of the thing that is well beloved by fans. It is the weird like rock eyebrow structure, weird face structured. Oh yeah. I think I know what you mean. So the scene where he's wearing the hat. And whatnot. Yeah. That looks a little weird. I will give him that, but it's just because of how he is designed with the weird eyebrow.
Yeah.
Face structure that it looks weird, but it's from the comics, and I think it looks fine as far as translating the CGI into live action. So,
I
don't have any problem with it
for sure. Yeah, I feel like as of now, with what we've gotten from it, like I would go see this movie in theaters. I don't have any major problems with it. Where I'm like this isn't like Captain America: Brave New World. Like I'm not gonna see that. from everything they've been pushing out, which is funny. I mean, not to get off on another tangent, but they've released so much. Like, they keep releasing more and more and more.
Yeah.
It's like,
have you seen the clips?
There's going to be nothing left of
the
movie
that's
going to be interesting.
That clip where Falcon's, like, fighting this other guy is, like, fist fight. It's so awful.
Yeah.
Like, the choreography is just terrible. Yeah. The dialogue is cringy.
I watched a whole trailer about them talking about adamantium. And, like, that was the whole trailer. Because, like, that they're trying to
take
drop
the serum.
In. Anyway, okay. Back on track here. Anyway, as of right now, Fantastic Four, with everything we've gotten, I'm excited for it. I want to see it as it is right now. But let's see. I'm still preparing for what's to come. I know that there's going to be more trailers and more information coming out about the story and some of the other characters. There's the two concerns that we have of the Silver Surfer and how they handle Sue. But I think depending on how prominent of a character the female Silver Surfer ends up being, how sexualized that's going to be, just depending on those things of like whether I'm not going to see it. I'm probably going to see it unless that is looking to be very prominent.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, like, I love the vibe of this movie. Like, love it. As like with that trailer, like, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm. And you all know me. I'm going to see it no matter what.
Yeah.
Just give me my opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I get what you mean. I think, I don't know, it looks decent.
Yeah.
It looks like it's the best thing that the MCU has given us. I mean, except for Deadpool and Wolverine, which I don't think really counts. It's so different. But this is straight like an MCU project. This is probably one of the best that we've gotten in a while. So
Yeah, we also
curious and
we got a really good look at Galactus. Not really good look.
Yeah.
Really good look at the back of his head.
But there's hair. Yeah. I like that Galactus is in it. And
yeah.
John Malkovich, he's the old guy. There's a lot of rumors about what villain he's playing. No one really knows. There's one that it's most likely going to be. I don't even know. It's like Red Dawn or Red something. I've not heard of him. But
so there's going to be three villains in this? At least three villains?
I guess. It depends on what they do with the Silver Surfer. Yeah. I don't know. And then Doctor Doom's going to show up probably at one point.
Yeah. Yeah. There's probably going to be multiple Silver Surfers and that.
Maybe.
And so if you looked at the drawings that Mr. Fantastic was drawing, they were they looked like
chalkboard
multiverse stuff. I think that's what he's gonna end up doing, because in the trailer, like, they're kind of talking, he's like, you know, before our first time going out, you didn't have these powers, and he didn't have these powers. So I think they're trying to figure out how to get back to being normal, similar to the first Fantastic Four movie that we got back in 2000. So I'm guessing through trying to do that, they're going to travel to another universe. And that's how they're going to get into to the main universe.
I bet you at the end, they go to a different universe. Galactus probably destroys theirs or something. And then they meet Doctor Doom.
Yep.
And that's it. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. will be in this movie, whether in an end credit scene or at the end.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, because that's why they announced that he was playing him so early, because they had to know who was playing Doctor Doom for this movie, because they knew they were going to show who's going to be in it. So, yeah. Any other thoughts on it?
I think that's it.
Yeah. Hopefully optimistic here. Cautiously optimistic, I should say. Looking forward to see what happens. I want it to be good. I don't want this to be a bad movie. I want it to be a good movie. I want it to be entertaining and enjoyable, and I want it to tell a good story. And that's what I'm hoping for. But
for sure.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed this special episode where we gave you a early discussion on our thoughts of this trailer. And we will see you guys on Monday. Thank you guys for listening.
Yes. See y'all.
We're out.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.